Celt in a Twist prides itself on presenting more music, less malarkey, but we're always willing to bend the rules a bit for some deserving Canadian talent. The Malarkeys were conceived as a Celtic cover band in Kelowna, BC on St. Patrick's Day 2007, and 3 years later to the day, they'll be releasing their debut album. It's bloody brilliant. That's the title, and we'll concede them that point too, because it is really very good. Carl Harrigan joins me on the horn to tell us more. Hey, Carl, thanks a lot for letting us spill the beans on this new disc.
Thanks, Cal. Good to be here.
3 years is a long time. What did you find the most niggling about the process?
Probably the fact that I'm an amateur recording engineer didn't help. It takes a little while to sort of dial all the sounds in properly. And then, of course, we had to wait till everyone was happy with their performances because the band is something of a democracy to a degree.
You're a quartet with you on guitar, Jay Dallimore on drums, Eddie Plotnikoff on fiddle, and Gail Harrigan on bass. Is she a relative spouse, or is it just an eerie coincidence that both of you have the same last name?
It's not a coincidence. She's my wife.
Okay.
And we started the band, and we actually had two different members when we started the band back in 2007, Ryan Campbell on drums and Lisa Greckel on keyboards. And when we started recording the album, that was the lineup. Because the album took about 2 years to actually get it done, because we all have our jobs and we were gigging and it was hard to get all the time in there to finish it, we started with Lisa, we started with Ryan, and then later on, when Ryan left, Jay came in on drums, and then Lisa had to leave because of her professional commitment, and we found Eddie Plotnikoff on fiddle. So all of the members, past and present, are represented on the album to some degree.
Did you perceive a hole in the entertainment marketplace around the Okanagan for a Celtic cover band? Is that why you started?
Well, that's a funny story. Actually, the idea for the band came about 5 years ago from a South African drummer living here in Kelowna, called by the name of Steve Boychek, and Steve wanted to start a Celtic band. He had it in his mind that there weren't enough Celtic bands here and that it would be a good thing to have a Celtic band, and he convinced me to come along and start playing with him, and we got it together, and we had a bagpipe player, and we started this band called Dublin Calling, and it kind of went the way of The Commitments, if you've ever seen that movie. Mm-hmm. We did about six gigs, and then the whole thing imploded. Everybody walked away, and I had spent about a year at this point learning how to play Celtic music, because my background, although I was born in Dublin, Ireland, my background is really pop and rock and stuff like that. So I had spent a long time learning how to play Celtic music, and I didn't want to just walk away at that point. So Gail and I thought, well, let's start our own thing up and try again. And that's what we did with the Malarkey.
Well, your background actually makes sense in light of your patented Celtic mashups, taking Celtic covers and combining them with pop covers. That sounds like a hoot. Tell us about those.
Well, it is fun. I like looking at the faces in the audience sometimes when they realize what's happening. In the Celtic music tradition, we learned that it's very typical if you're playing jigs or reels or something that you'll string two or three of them together into something of a medley, and that's
right.
Common. That's part of the tradition. And so what we've done is, because we're not total traditionalists, is we've taken a traditional song and we'll morph it into a pop song. So for example, when we do the Foggy Foggy Do, it starts off, it's a bit of a funky rhythm we give it, and along it goes, you think, okay, great, they're doing Foggy Do, that's great. And then suddenly it starts to twist, and next thing you know, we're doing Psycho Killer by Talking Heads. Or we'll do a song, The Orange and the Green, something I learned from listening to the Clancy Brother records that my parents had around the house. And we'll do The Orange and the Green, and we'll do it to the rhythm of a U2 song like Desire, and then that will morph into a U2 song flat out, doing When Love Comes to Town, and then morph back into The Orange and the Green. So we do that kind of stuff that keeps everybody on their toes. It's a lot of fun, and we enjoy playing it that way, and the audiences like hearing it too.
You've got your Celt in a Twist, and we have Carl Harrigan from the Malarkeys to talk about their debut album, because it's bloody brilliant. No, really. To book the band or read a little malarkey on them, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or at the homepage, themalarkeys.com. Carl, how do folks react at your shows when you throw a few of your originals into the mix?
Well, it's been very good. It's been a good testing ground. All of the originals on the CD have been sort of tested in front of audiences, and there are some other songs that we did record that didn't make it onto the album, either because they were a little bit too different from, you know, the album we wanted to have some kind of consistency. But the reaction from crowds has been very, very good on the whole. Usually the rule is, if we try an original song on two or three shows, if it really doesn't go over quickly, we drop it. It just doesn't make the cut. So after a couple of shows, you go, yeah, that seems to work. And if you see the same reaction all the time, then it's a keeper. And then we keep it in the set.
There's that democracy rearing its ugly head again.
well, you know, you let the people speak, right? I mean, right. If they don't like it, I'm not going to flog them with the song, but if they like it, then we'll keep it.
I know the spirit of the band is not to take yourselves too seriously, but there certainly is a sensitivity, I think, to some of your own lyrics, isn't there?
There is, definitely. I think particularly in the writing on the album with Lisa and with Gail, I've definitely written more of the, what you would call novelty songs on the album. Mm-hmm. I've written some of the lighter hearted stuff. I've also written one of the political rants on there, Banker's Holiday, kind of a political rant. I think vaguely in the tradition of Billy Bragg, or closer to home, maybe someone like Tim Redman.
Mm-hmm.
But Gail and Lisa write some very sensitive lyrics.
When I was 14, a friend and I took a bike hike from Langley to Nanaimo to Comox to Powell River down the Sunshine Coast again. We're going out on a damn fine spin. Can you set this one up for us?
Well, it's a true story. This song, Gail's son, rode up to see us. He rode from Vancouver all the way up to Kelowna. He came up the Coquihalla on a bicycle, unaccompanied, no backup car, no other cyclist. Did it all solo. We didn't even know he was coming up by bike. We just knew he was coming up to visit, but he rode the whole thing in about 14 hours, Vancouver to Kelowna. I don't know how he did it.